The guitar, which was a big instrument in the swing period, would play, would do the same thing the piano was doing with the four beats. And around this time, the guitar amplifier was introduced. This is in the 30s. And several people began to play this amplified guitar. There was a man named Alvino Ray who had a band, and he played lovely melodies on the guitar. Many of the musicians of this period were highly influenced by a man who was a Belgian guitarist. Now, this is a strange thing, not strange, but something different which happened in jazz. Up until this period, almost everybody who was a person who moved jazz forward from one place to another, everyone was an American. There was this Belgian gypsy who came along in the early 30s, whose name was Django Reinhardt. And he had this really lovely sort of gypsy-like approach to melody, but he loved jazz, and so he had assimilated the kind of jazz that was being played at the time, and began to play on an unaccompanied, on a, an unamplified guitar, an acoustic guitar, these very fine melodies, some in chords and some in just single line playing. And he, his melodies were so inspiring that people like Charlie Christian and some of the musicians who began to play the amplified guitar were inspired by what he did. Charlie Christian, who became famous with the Benny Goodman Sextet, began to write a kind of melody that was leading into bebop. Playing up and down a chord, but instead of just a regular chord, a little more. So you had other kinds of intervals that he was interested in. So you're getting a change or a progression with the harmony and with rhythm, and the musicians like Coleman Hawkins and Roy Eldridge and a few others are beginning to expand on the melodic lines, and so you're getting melodies that reflect that.